The complicated part of this one is integrating ln of t, and you have to use integration by parts if you let u equal ln of t and dv equal dt. I think that should work out. And so integrating 1 over t, of course, just gives you ln of t, and integrating 1 times k is going to give you t. And that c is that constant vector I was telling you about that's going to have an I component and a j component and a k component.